You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is budget day, which means many sectors are eagerly awaiting what share of the pie they'll get for the upcoming year. One issue in particular at the forefront at the moment is accessibility to sustainable transport, such as electric vehicles, public transport, cycling and walking. To get his thoughts on how sustainable transport should be funded, I spoke to Dr. Tim Welch from the University of Auckland and started by asking him what money was apportioned to sustainable transport in this week's emissions reduction plan.
Well, it's not quite clear. The numbers aren't really spelled out. We got a sense of some of the numbers that might come out of the budget and be allocated towards that in terms of a lot of spending on subsidized electric vehicles and some spending in the tune of $300 million on roads and cycling and possibly public transportation. But we don't have a concrete set of numbers yet to know where those dollars will really go.
So offering rebates and subsidies on electric vehicles is all good and well, but more EVs won't reduce things like traffic, road deaths, and other negative byproducts of car use. So what forms of transport should the government be putting more focus on?
Yeah, EVs can kind of be traced down to a lot of problems with traffic and road tolls. So it really doesn't address some of the root problems and the time frame it would take to actually achieve climate goals would stretch well beyond what we hope to achieve. So spending more money on a broader range of public transportation options, making it access easier for a lot more people, making it cheaper for more people is a good start, providing safe infrastructure for people to bike if that's what they want to do. And of course, with about 40% of trips taking place by walking at a local scale, we could provide a lot more infrastructure for safe walking.
And what about EV manufacturers? They're going to be the big winner in this, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to import about 1 million new EVs over the next decade in order to meet our goal of 30% of the vehicle fleet being electric vehicles. Massive number of cars coming into the country, and they really are going to score the most points here, with the average cost of a new EV being around $40,000 to start. It's a really expensive proposition for individuals.
In the long run, would increasing spending on sustainable transport options, for example, extra cycleways, free public transport, and so on, would that have an impact on the amount that's being spent maintaining transport infrastructure?
Yeah, it could be viewed that way for sure. So cars do cause quite a bit of damage to the roadways. EVs are a lot heavier also than a regular petrol car. There's a lot more maintenance around that. So taking a little bit of the road and giving it over to buses and cycles and walking can reduce the overall cost of maintaining that roadway. And it'll also reduce the pressure to build more lanes and build more roads. So it can significantly cut into that $5 billion we plan on spending on roads themselves.
Is New Zealand lagging behind other Western countries when it comes to how we're funding sustainable transport options?
There are countries that put a lot more money into public transportation, and there's countries that have vastly subsidized EVs. So Norway, for example, put forward a lot of incentives for EV purchases. But over the years, all they've achieved is about a 9% fleet of electric vehicles, and they're reversing course now, and it looks like they'll start to put more money towards public transportation. So in a way, we do lag public transportation for many countries. We're one of the most expensive public transportation fares. So we could do a lot more in that space to help people move around the country without being inside a car.
Is car culture too ingrained within New Zealand society, or could we really reduce our dependence on cars if the funding was there?
Most countries that have a good public transportation system and have a lot of cycling also had a car problem to begin with. So if we look at places like Amsterdam and Copenhagen, that are considered cycling capitals of the world. If you go back to the 1970s, it was mostly cars and roads that were in use, and it took a concerted effort by the government to prioritize people on bikes and people on foot to encourage people outside of the car. So it's totally possible to do, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of funding and good policies to shift the country away from kind of car addiction.
Do you have confidence that today's budget will apportion an adequate amount of funding to sustainable transport?
Well, I mean, it just depends how we define sustainable transport. I'm sure a lot will go into electric vehicle subsidies and maintaining roads under the concept of sustainable transport. I'm not as confident that a lot will go into cycleways. That tends to get pushed to the bottom of the budget. I'm hopeful that we might be able to put into long-term practice the half-price fares, or at least extend those for some amount of time. And at the very least, I would hope to see a greater level of concessions for public transit fares.
That was Dr. Tim Welch from the University of Auckland speaking about sustainable transport ahead of today's budget release.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.